Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
1 Kings 3:10-11. It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. God said to him, "Because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches, or for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right." The word of God for the people of God.
In 1930, Harry Emerson Fosdick penned these words, 1930. "Lo, the hosts of evil round us scorn thy Christ, assail his ways. From the fears that long have bound us, free our hearts to faith and praise. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the living of these days, for the living of these days." Charlie Kirk, Jimmy Kimmel, Jerome Powell, Robert Redford, Taylor Swift, Donald J. Trump, King Charles, just a few of the names that have been in the news this week. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage. The First Amendment, free speech, TikTok, the economy, celebrities, government responsibilities and government overreach, gun violence, just a few of the issues that have been at the center of our world this week. Grant us wisdom. Grant us courage. King Solomon, through biblical lore, the wisest of all the people in history. He had a great publicist. Thank you, whoever laughed at that. I thought that was a great line. Thank you. I thought that was a great line. He was just a normal guy who happened to be in the line and lineage of King David. It's interesting to me that King David got out virtually unscathed for his shortcomings, and Bathsheba is rarely mentioned in the Bible by name. Yet David is the hero. You can make of that what you will. And Solomon comes from the house of David. He was the son of David. And so Solomon brings with him into this life a silver spoon. And because he said some wise things along the way, he became the wisest man in all the world. If you dig a little deeper into Solomon, you'll see he made some mistakes like all of us make mistakes. Mistakes you would think a wise man would not make. So I don't want you to elevate him so far up here that you can't see or even hear. I do want you to know he was just a normal guy, but on occasion, he did really good. Today is such a day. I would like to think sometimes the angels call out to God and say, "You need to watch channel 14,229 Prosser is about to do a really good thing. I don't know if that's true. But it works for me, so I'm okay with that. Solomon is about to do a very good thing, and the angels are saying to God, you got to watch this. And God says, Solomon, I'm ready to give you the desires of your heart. Wow. I'm ready to give you the desires of your heart. What would you say? What would you have said in that moment? Well, world peace. Every beauty queen from the beginning of beauty queens till now has said that. For all people to love one another. Perhaps you would ask God to let you win the lottery, or to have your house paid off, to have your kids grown, or your college loans paid off. Maybe you would ask God to eradicate cancer, to bring a loved one back, or perhaps you'd waste your conversation with God, hoping your favorite team could win the Super Bowl. Solomon, the whole world is in front of you. You can ask for whatever you will, and I will make it happen. I don't know about you. I don't want that much pressure. The whole world is in front of you. Ask whatever you want, and it will happen. Lord, that's a little too much for me. But Solomon asks for wisdom. Wisdom. One of my favorite sayings that guides me in my own life. 'Tis a wise person who knows they aren't. You'll get that one about midnight tonight. Solomon knew he wasn't wise enough in the moment to do the work of leading the kingdom. And so he says to God, you know, God, I'm not smart enough, I'm not wise enough, I'm not courageous enough, I'm not anything enough to do this job. I need wisdom. And God was amazed at that answer. So pleased was the Lord that he gave Solomon wisdom and everything else he dreamed of. Grant us wisdom. Grant us courage. As a church, living unselfishly, God, grant us wisdom. I was privileged to meet with Pastor Search this past week as they begin their work. God, grant us wisdom. I love working with your staff. God, grant us wisdom. For each of us who are this church, God, grant us wisdom. It's so easy to be selfish. Whenever you begin with the words, I want, be careful what comes next. I want always leads us into selfishness, or most of the time leads us into selfishness. I want 1,000 puppies. Lord have mercy. And 1,000 people to take care of them would have been my next guess. Be careful how you put yourself in the front of any of that, so that you don't get trapped in the selfish desires of your heart. Instead, continue to say, as Solomon said, I want wisdom. I need wisdom. I don't know about you, but so do I. God was so pleased with Solomon that he gave Solomon what he had asked for, and he gave him the blessings of life beyond that. As a church, we have an opportunity to be very closed in and tightly knit. As a church, we have the opportunity to protect the traditions and make sure we keep doing it like we've always done it. God grant us courage. God grant us wisdom. I had such a woman in one of my churches. She taught the third grade Sunday school, and she had taught the third grade Sunday school for 50 years. Probably the same book for 50 years. We were getting ready to talk about moving into dual sessions of Sunday school and dual sessions of worship, which was way beyond the tradition of my friend Catherine. And she came to me after one of the business meetings when we discussed this, and she got in my face and shook her fist at my nose and said, "You better be careful, son." Now, I was not her son. And that was not a term of endearment in that moment. "You better be careful, son. We have fired better ministers than you around here." All that did was make me more determined to go forward with the direction we were headed. Not everybody is so excited about opening our doors and opening our windows and wiping stains off of glass windows so that we can see out and they can see in. Not everybody is excited about that. But today, you have an opportunity to throw open the doors and be really good friends with our LGBTQ friends. During the Sunday school hour, we will have conversation and fellowship together. Pray for wisdom. Pray for courage. I don't know about you, but almost everything challenges my comfort zone these days. As Steve was praying the morning prayer, about everything he mentioned, I was saying, "Yes, God, grant us wisdom, grant us courage," for almost everything he was praying for. Some days I'm exhausted with all of it flying in my face a million miles an hour. On Wednesday morning of this week, I had the opportunity to sit with three women. It was a listening session that had been scheduled, and these three women signed up early and signed up together. You know them well. I'm not going to embarrass you, three women, this morning. You can confess later if you wish. You know them well. Listening sessions are designed to go about 60, 70 minutes. We went for 2 hours. They didn't have anything to do. I didn't have anything to do. We rocked and rolled. It was amazing. I wish I had videoed it. I laughed. I cried. I asked questions. They told stories. It was amazing. They kidded with one another. If they'd been sitting beside each other, they would have poked each other in the ribs. They hugged one another. Sometimes they called one another out. It was amazing. It was church. It was church. And all three of those women coming from very different places and having very strong opinions. At the end of the day, they each said, this, this, and this, but I love this church. All three of them coming with strong opinions, coming from different places. But at the end of the conversation, I love this church. If I had not sat down with those three women and heard that story and heard those words, I would have missed the blessing. So I'm imploring with you, church, to listen to one another before you pass judgment on one another. I am begging you, church, to listen to one another before you assume something about someone. So, what do we do in the midst of all this chaos? I want wisdom. I want courage. And that only comes when you turn off the TV. That only comes when you silence all the voices that come at you with opinions. That only comes when you tell Satan to get behind you because your fears are about to overwhelm you. The only way to get through all of this is to hear one voice. The voice of Jesus the Christ. The only voice that matters. The only voice of truth is the voice of Jesus the Christ. Grant us wisdom. Grant us courage. God of heaven and God of earth, God of speaking and God of listening, grant us wisdom. Grant us courage. Through Jesus the Christ, I pray. Amen.